Where are we right now in terms of trials looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting? And do you have any speculations as to whether it might be more or less effective in the adjuvant setting compared to metastatic disease?
Gosh, I'm really hopeful it's going to work well in the adjuvant setting. We have a trial at Massachusetts General Hospital and Dana-Farber Cancer Institute where we're treating people with chemotherapy plus Avastin in the adjuvant setting, just getting going now. And I know that the cooperative groups are planning large-scale trials looking at that combination versus carboplatin Taxol alone. I think we'll have the answer for this hopefully in about 4 years, 4 to 5 years, which will give us some clarity. But I think, Neil, as you made the reference earlier with trastuzumab, there's every reason to think that with bevacizumab that we're going to see a similar improvement in survival. I think the breast experience has been very nicely done by the breast investigators. They have carefully shown that when you have agents and regimens that work better in metastatic disease, in general, that has correlated with improvements in adjuvant therapy. And I think that we should hope that we're going to see something similar to that with the use of bevacizumab. So I remain hopeful that this will be an agent with a clear role in the adjuvant therapy of lung cancer.
Can you talk a little bit more about the trial that you mentioned is going on in Boston right now and looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting?
It's a pilot study. We felt that it was very important to prove that in terms of wound healing of thoracic wounds, that it's okay to treat people with adjuvant drugs. It's a pretty straightforward 50-person phase two, just getting off the ground now, where we're looking at the use of bevacizumab, carboplatin in the adjuvant setting. Patients have to be treated within 8 weeks of surgery. They can't have any evidence of hemoptysis, and they have to have T2 tumors or greater. They can't be 1As, so the 1As are not eligible.
Do you think that it would be justifiable to include patients with squamous cell in a trial like that?
They are included in that trial.
Wow, that's interesting.